Good morning. There have been recent changes to an app I use every day. And on the Android platform. So the iOS version of the app remains unchanged, but the Android version of the app has had some major changes. And this, because I use the Audio Boom app every day and several times every day and have 3,000 plus individual podcasts on there, I'm going to do something I don't want to do. And I'm going to, the whole of this audio is going to be about the recent changes, and it's going to also join in part of the, well, join in the conversation which is going on at present on Audioboo via pieces of audio and via comments from members who I will generally call the community. I don't want to make this audio. I would prefer to keep quiet. I would prefer to keep my head down and simply consider my options. Do what I feel is the best thing to do for me. But every time I see a comment from one of the others, I feel a responsibility and a wish, to be honest, to say something. So what I'm going to say is maybe not the whole of what I want to say. So let me say, first of all, describe the changes for those of you who are listening to this who have no knowledge or experience of Audioboom. Audioboom allows people to make recordings, predominantly amateurs, for purposes of this audio, amateurs to make recordings and put them up on Audioboom, and the pieces of audio will be shared within Audioboom, but they can also be shared via Twitter, Facebook, blogging, all sorts of places. So it's a very, very useful platform for, I'll call us amateur podcasters. I'm not going to refer to what else you can do with it, because there's a whole lot of other things you can do with the Audioboom app, but there is one feature which enables, as I say, amateur podcasters to share their thoughts. Can share their thoughts, they can share their music, they can share their experiences, they can share their stories, they can respond to each other's podcasts. There are two additional features of the existing iOS app which no longer exist. These two features no longer exist on the Android app since the latest update. One of them is the ability to send a private audio message to another person who has an Audioboom account. Any person that has an Audioboom account may receive an audio message from somebody, and that's a one-to-one message. You can't send a message to several people, restricted to several people. It's either to everyone or to one single person. That's a communication which is very helpful, and to be very personal about it, it helps me at times, because especially when I don't have the time to write text. And anyway, there is a particular type of intimacy, particular experience which cannot be replicated by any other means, that is an audio message, and a pretty high quality audio message. The other facility that exists, which has been discontinued on the Android app, escapes me, and I'm trying to remember what it is. It will come back to me. Oh yes, it is the ability to write text comments underneath or in response to a piece of audio shared by somebody, and the ability to join in exchange of contributions of text comments. So you can have a piece of audio that's put up, and underneath it you can have several pieces of comment, which can be dialogue and which can include links. So you can provide linkages to an audio response you might have made. So that is the change within the Android app. Now, I better declare an interest, I don't use Android. But it's also the common experience of everybody on the internet that sometimes changes to an app are made first on either the iOS version or made on the Android version, and they are preparation for sharing on the other format. So it is very reasonable for people to assume that this change will be followed by changes in the near future on the iOS app. Unless, of course, somebody were to hypothesize that the changes that are being made on the Android app are being trialed in order to test consumer response. Now, the other important feature of the context of what's going on Audioboo, which it's worth you knowing, is that Audioboo started off as an attempt to enable amateur podcasters to make and share podcasts, and it was predominantly an app which was designed to cultivate and make possible community engagement. That's how it began. The original founder of the organization is a guy called Mark Rock, and that was the whole thrust of it. I've been on the app since, I think, 2010. Not sure if I was there in 2009. There was a failure of that model, that business model, to grow into a viable business. It was free, and there was always the possibility of paying some extra money in order to get extra time so that the podcast could be lengthened, and also that it would be possible to have what is called a dedicated channel. And for purposes of this audio, it doesn't actually matter what that is, except that it's a benefit. But Audioboo as a business failed to generate enough revenue in order to be viable on the basis of the previous existing model. So it went out to get it needed to borrow more money to keep going, and slowly but surely the vision and thrust of the organization changed. It came to identify as its core market corporate communication companies like the BBC, like local radio stations, and like internet radio stations, and like a whole lot. And it also developed global ambitions in terms of providing a service to news corporations, and more than news corporations, but for example big individuals who had a great following in the world for their podcasts would be attracted to put their podcast on Audioboom. So the organization came to shift from being one where all of the content was uploaded by users of it to it being a broadcast medium, so that it would be a handy sort of radio in your pocket. No interaction, no dialogue, no conversation, but the idea was to produce a convenient tool for that. The Confederation of British Industry has used it. I could give you a list of all the organizations that use it that I know of, but the key point is really the switch in the focus of the organization and the necessity that the organization felt. The changing of the CEO from being the founder to being a new person called Rob Proctor, a person who came in from experience in mainstream media, and who didn't have any, and who set about, I suppose, his leadership, under his leadership, the organization set about reducing the extent to which its brand was known for being an amateur podcasting channel to being a tool of professional media companies. A part away along that track was the flotation of the company Audioboo. It was bought by other companies, bought their investors, and it's become a, you know, a bit of collateral, a bit of corporate collateral for other organizations. And it doesn't generate from the community any significant revenue. People who use it within the community have not been, are neither sufficient in numbers nor willing to contribute enough money to make the income stream from to Audioboom significant. And to be fair to the community in terms of its willingness, the organization Audioboom has made no significant effort to appeal to users of amateur users of Audioboo to contribute money. Its whole corporate communication methods, its plan, its strategic plan is very evidently going in a completely different direction. Now, the significance of this is, on the one hand, users of the platform that are members of the community have felt neglected, that their voice hasn't been heard. There was a very serious effort under the leadership of Mark Rock to take account of the views of users of the service, podcasting users of the service. But that research, which was done by an external company on behalf of Audioboo, was never published, the results, and it certainly wasn't done. The result of it wasn't to foster any sort of strategy except a withdrawal strategy in relation to that community. Other things will have been done that I'm not aware of. Other meetings, other dialogue will have taken place. There will have been communication between individual members of the community and the center of Audioboom, the content of which I'm not aware of. And people within the community have had varying degrees of trust and hope that the situation wouldn't become more and more withdrawn from community users of the platform. I think it is significant, worth mentioning, that a large section of the community of people using Audioboom are people who are partially sighted, either wholly unsighted or partially sighted. Certainly some of the most enthusiastic users of the podcasting channel have been I'll call people whose sight is not very good. So if I then go on to say that the Android version has dropped the messaging function, both in text messaging and in audio messaging. So it has cut deep into the heart of community engagement. There can't really be a community without a form of dialogue, and certainly the Android people, or the people using Android, have been cut off from participating in the dialogue via the app. It is clear that, I thought, and I was wrong to think this, but I must admit I thought that the cost to Audioboom of continuing with, shall we say, the comments function and the direct messaging function was so negligible, as there was a good chance that the organization would continue to provide those functions. But I'm wrong from maybe two points of view. One is the intention to change the brand identity so as to get rid of all notions of community, to simplify the brand identity and to appeal to a different audience entirely, thereby removing from itself any type of criticism or demand from a group of people who are, let us say, you know, as demanding as they are enthusiastic. It's been my experience in observing and being part of organizations that the more people complain about an organization, the more they love it, really. Back to the point about what's going on. I suspect now, and this is just a suspicion, but I put this forward for consideration, that Audio Boom is faced with cost cuttings, the need to cost cuttings. And that means either that members of staff will have to be laid off, or else that members of staff who are involved in non-revenue generating activity, in other words, software developers who are involved in the community side, or else costs which are associated with the storage of data required, or any element of cost whatsoever, that the opportunity costs will cause a situation to develop where those people's use of time, those use of resources, can, from the point of view of a straightforward financial return on investment, lead to a reduction, cutting out altogether, rather. It would, of course, change the situation further for the better from the point of view of Audio Boom if they dropped entirely the ability of non-fee-paying people to upload audio entirely. That would really simplify, that would complete the process of changing the brand. And I think, as Claire Randall has said, she's one of the members of the community and one of the most active members of the community, but as Claire Randall has said, it would be naive, well, this is my words first, it would be naive not to consider and probabilize the option that Audio Boo is considering of dropping the uploading function altogether. This is my salutary message, intellectual, I suppose, in the way I've delivered it, but okay, let me be emotional about it. I'm bloody gutted. I have loved Audio Boo. I've loved the way in which I've been able to do what I've wanted. We didn't always have live commenting within the app, but, you know, the whole direction of things, the existence of community, it's meant a fierce amount to me. I've had workarounds which have enabled me to upload audio to the platform. There are various things, niggles and things like that, that have bothered me about the efficiency of the app. But I have loved more and more, I think, the ability to use Audio Boo. And I've gradually learned how to do various things with the pieces of audio. I've always considered that my audios have been more listened to outside the Audio Boo community than within it, because my audios have been listened to by people who simply click onto them via Twitter. But that doesn't matter to me. I'm gutted for every person who has loved Audio Boo and what it enables us to do. I'm gutted for all the Android people. And if it's with a big sadness. There is absolutely no shred of hope in my mind